Classical music refers to a very specific period of musical composition, and it also refers to very specific stylistic matters. Unfortunately, the term is used by most novitiates to refer to any of the courtly, salonesque, and art music written and performed during the last four or more centuries. The classical period as such lasted from approximately 1750 until 1820, although the dates could be extended to include some predecessors and second-rate antecedents, that is, from 1730 to 1850. The classical era was accentuated by the genius of Mozart and Haydn, as well as the latter's extensive symphonic work and longevity. During this time, most musicians were still considered members of the servant class, but music was spreading more and more from the courts to the public through academies or concerts that were performed in the hopes of attracting a larger public for making a profit. Beyond self-promotion, classical music, above all else, was trying to recover the classicism of Greece and Rome. Music was one of the last forms to go through this renaissance, and it occurred approximately 300 years later than the other rebirths in the arts. There was little to discover from the past regarding the music of Greece and Rome per se. Accordingly, there is no neoclassicism at this time in music. However, the simplicity and the balance that were laudable in the structural forms of architecture were now lauded and brought to bear on the music of this period. Form and content must be balanced, and the forms of classical music, which were relevant in all aspects of music, were found in the simple form ABA of the sonata. Exposition, development, and recapitulation were all that was needed from the music and all that was required. But the evolution of music depended entirely upon this simple formula. Yes, the music was taken to the limits of formalized structure, but emotion and expression were present as well. The expressions were not of a personalized nature, where we might feel Mozart's grief at his mother's death, but instead we can feel that love which he had for his family in an abstract and depersonalized way. Musically, such feelings are not fully expressed until the Romantic era. Formal ABA structures, stabile key relations, and cadences could be developed into almost anything as long as there remained some relationship with the original expository devices and the developing section of the sonata or symphony. The sonata, as a structural form and a powerful force in musical development, helped to yield further developments and a great deal of productivity in such forms as the trio sonata, quartets, concerti, and symphonies. The culminating figure of the classical period was arguably Mozart, who took the formal structures to their limits and seemed to supersede the boundaries while remaining in the boundaries. The transition figure between the classical and romantic periods, however, was Beethoven. Representatives of the classical period included Mozart, Haydn, J.C. Bach, J.C.F. Bach, C.P.E. Bach, Muzio Clementi, early Beethoven, and Carl Maria von Weber.